Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrik. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik takes first base on ball four. Rolf moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Rolf moves to third. Henrik moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gordon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Pearson moves to second. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. One out. It's 5-0, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Pearson moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Finney moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Finney scores. Ambler moves to third. It's 5-2, Yankees. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti throws to second for 1, and Gordon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ambler scores. Moses moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 0 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Rolf moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Rolf scores. Henrich goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sperry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren pinch hits for Red Rolf. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren now playing third base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dahlgren juggles the ball. That's an error on Dahlgren. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Buck Ross. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sperry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Sperry reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sperry moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Werber strikes out. There goes Moses. The throw from Dickey to second, and Moses is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Williams now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. It's 8-3, Yankees. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams fires to first and picks off Crosetti. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Henrik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. There goes Henrik trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who tags Henrik for the out. One out. It's 9-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 4 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dickey reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 10-3, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 11-3. Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Dickey moves to third. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Dave Smith. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pearson. Wagner moves to second. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sperry hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.